This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We were talking about time zones and what's it called? Daylight shifting time?
That's what I call it because people always want to pluralize saving and daylight saving.
And there's no saving
time.
Anything.
You're not saving anything. You are shifting daylight.
I think
daylight shifting is a much better term to describe what is being done.
I would agree. And we talked about all that stuff in the last hour, and you're certainly welcome to call in and talk about that at 855-450-3733, or the Skype lines. Our username is lrn.fm. But one thing I've always kind of wondered about is the world's getting, it gets more and more different every year. There are people that live on boats. There are people that live in motorhomes. There are people that live in different places. Like, so for half the year they're in Michigan, half the year they're in Arizona. There's all kinds of different lifestyles that are going on, and laws don't really keep up real well. Is your motorhome your car or whatever, if that's where you live, is that your house?
Well, it could be, and there was a decision not too long ago, story coming from Fox 13 in Memphis, even though the story is out of Seattle. A Seattle man is celebrating after a judge ruled that the truck he's been living in is his home, and the city cannot sell it to pay off a hefty parking ticket and other fines. The ruling could affect hundreds of homeless that live in their vehicles. The judge's ruling is based on a 123-year-old Homestead Act that says the government cannot force anyone to sell their home to satisfy a debt. This is apparently the first time anyone had successfully argued that a vehicle can be a home. Stephen Long has lived in his truck on the streets of Seattle since 2014, but last year, when his truck was parked on Poplar Street South for 5 months, the city impounded it. He said living outside took a toll. He says, I had 8 colds that year and pneumonia to boot, and I normally only have 1 or 2 colds a year.
So is his, did his vehicle break down? He couldn't move it off Poplar Street?
It doesn't say it's
a problem.
There's a story that I'm looking at where he did make that claim that it had broken down and he couldn't move it.
It doesn't surprise me.
He's not alone. A 2017 survey by the nonprofit All Home Counted, or rather All Home, counted more than 5,400 people living on the streets of Seattle, nearly half of them living in their vehicles. Columbia Legal Services lawyer...
Are you really
lawyer,
living on the streets if you're living in your vehicle?
Well, you are not living in a permanent affixed dwelling. Your vehicle is parked, presumably, either on a street or in a parking lot. You are not necessarily, quote-unquote, on the streets, but, you know, the dwelling or the thing that you sleep in is on a street.
It's in closer proximity to a street than, say, a house, which is sitting next to the street, whereas the vehicle is sitting on the street. I don't know. I mean, it seems these different varying degrees of what is homelessness.
Right. I think homelessness would be more appropriately called houseless.
Okay.
Because someone, depending on, and we had the conversation earlier about what defines one's home. Someone who goes from apartment to apartment and changes apartment, say, every 6, 9, 12 months. Do they really have a home? They have something akin to a house, maybe. but they don't necessarily have a home.
Well, what about people who snowbird? Half the year they're in Florida, half the year they're in Chicagoland. You never know what, like, there's different things that benefit you living different places. So, for instance, maybe you want your car insurance in Florida. Maybe you want your cell phone plan in Chicago. I don't know. Maybe you want to...
Right, and...
My residency should be in Florida, so I don't have to pay the income tax in Illinois, and, you know, like, all these kinds of things that go, these calculations.
Right, and there are actually websites dedicated to helping people figure out, you know, where the best place is for them to have one or more residences, because there are various reasons why you might want to have multiple residencies. And one can have multiple residencies, but one can only have one domicile. And then trying to figure out which one of the four residencies is the domicile. And then that gets into another huge set of questions that really only the legislators in the state of New Hampshire are trying to battle with, because New Hampshire is the only state that does not require residency to vote. It only requires domicile. And they say, well, we don't want to prevent the snowbirds from voting. We just want to keep the college students. And we don't want to prevent the homeless, even though the homeless might not have a residence anywhere. There's no obligation under any law to have a residence anywhere, but everyone has a domicile.
Interesting.
Continuing on
before
here.
Before we go on, let me take the phone line here. I'm going to do my very best. First time pushing in on the Skype here. Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, Mark. Hey, Daryl.
How's it going? Johnny's also here.
Hey, Johnny Ray.
Dave!
How have you been? Well, I'm sorry. This is all starting to sound too social.
So what's on your mind, Dave?
Well, I have some more New Hampshire news to report. I have been kicked out of a Keene government meeting.
Really?
I didn't know it.
We thought that was only Ian that did that. All right.
This was actually, it happened about 2 weeks ago. I didn't call about it until now because I wanted to upload a few of the videos first. The series is not done uploading yet, but it took there's quite a few minutes of tape that are involved in this, basically.
Okay. So give us some idea what happened.
So I went to Keene State College. This would have been around February 27th. And they were having a thing called, I think it's the city, I forget the order of it, the City College Commission, or maybe it's the College City Commission, College/City Commission, something like that.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, I'm aware that it's a thing. I don't know exactly what they do other than we need to try to find ways for the city and the college to work together.
This one was a little bit more political and a little bit more hot button, but not by much. It was they were going to hear an inclusiveness report, and I had some questions about that. And I've been wanting for a long time to question college officials about this thing where they ordered Ian Freeman not to. Well, you and Ian Freeman, Daryl and Ian were trying to hand out flyers and use a megaphone. And both of you got a no trick. Well, you weren't even doing anything, Daryl. You were just there. You both got a no trespass order for doing that.
But those were then rescinded a couple months later, although we didn't find out for about 6 months.
Okay. Well, anyway, I wanted to ask about that. They still did it. I mean, whether they rescinded it or not, you can't just pretend like it didn't happen.
I'm not pretending that it didn't happen. I'm just pointing out that, you know, I'm now allowed onto the campus and had been for a while longer.
They can't just pretend like they didn't do it. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, and so I wanted to ask officials about that. And I'm not interested in asking them by email. I don't want to call them. I want to be there right in front of them and capture their reactions on camera when I ask them about their policies. And so I interviewed a few people going into the meeting. There were some city officials and some, you know, Keene State College officials. It was on the grounds of Keene State College. And one of the, you know, Keene officials was actually really nice and said, yeah, you're welcome to be here. There's no issue. And But yeah, one of the college of people apparently...
Turns out there was an issue. Hold the line here for just a second, Dave. The number 855-450-3733. This happens across America. This is just specific to New Hampshire, is that they act like you're supposed to come and come to this community event and participate and give us opinions that we like.
It's open to the public, just not you.
Right, the public, just not you. 855-450-3733.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. I'm going to get back to Dave in New Hampshire here on the Skype lines in just a moment, but I want to tell you about my Blink Home security system. It was delivered right to my door. All I had to do was download the app right there on my Wi-Fi system. Had it, it walked me right through the easy setup. With my complicated router system, I was still done in like 10 minutes. And now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the cameras during the times that I have them set up to. Otherwise, I'm doing all the time. And I, you know, for instance, some of the time I'm not at my house. Daryl's house sits for me. Thank you, Daryl.
You're welcome.
And, you know, I just turn it off. I just switch the little cameras right off so I don't have to see Daryl running around in his undies getting out of the shower or whatever's going on there.
Or the cat butt.
Right, there's lots of, I still get lots of videos of cats because there's places in the house where there's cameras where you may not even know there are cameras.
Right.
And the cat still goes to those places and does cat things at cat times. So, but anyway, you can get three Blink cams for the price that other guys charge you for one camera. Just visit blinkprotect.com and use coupon code FTL to receive 10% off your order. It's blinkprotect.com. Coupon code FTL. I'll tell you, this is a fast and easy way to get security in your home and have a video of things that might have occurred there. BlinkProtect.com, coupon code FTL. So, let's go back to Dave calling in about how he got kicked out of some kind of city event here in Keene, New Hampshire. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, now I do want to make clear, I was on the outskirts of the event. Like I was, you know, three meters away from the event trying to interview bureaucrats on the way in. I should have actually gone in at some point because it gets complicated. You know, it would be better to say I was kicked out of the inskirts of the meeting than the outskirts. But in any case, I would have gone in later if all these events hadn't happened. Happened is it sounded like one of the people in the meeting room said they were going to call security, and so about 15 minutes later, security did show up. I got to do more interviews meanwhile, and security told me they wanted to know who I was, and I'd already identified myself to one of the college bureaucrats at least, and probably a couple other people, and I had a name tag on. We know it says RidleyReport.com, and I don't know what his status is legally. Is he, you know, I don't know if he's considered a cop or just security. Is he able to force me to provide identification or identify myself? I refused to identify myself to him.
Okay.
So we went round and round about this verbally, and he just said, well, you can identify yourself to Keene Police Department then. So he called them. And we just sat there, you know, staring at each other basically for about 10, 15 minutes. And again, this was the period of time where I should have just gone ahead and gone into the meeting but I was interested in this security guy because he was always trying to make me do things. So the, police department eventually showed up and they said, yes, he can kick you out. They knew who I was. They just said, are you Dave? And I said, yes. You know, maybe I shouldn't have. I'm not sure. I should have at least probably interrogated them about whether they had any kind of probable cause to even ask me my name.
Call me Dave?
Dave's not here, man.
But anyway, so they eventually decided, okay, so it's really, you know, you didn't identify yourself to this guy at that particular moment, even though you've identified yourself three different times, basically. You know, you didn't identify yourself at this one particular point in time, so it's up to that guy whether he kicks you out, the security guy. So he said, oh, yeah, I'm kicking you out. So I just did the usual thing where I walked backwards slowly toward the exit of the building, and it would have taken me 6 hours to leave at that speed if I'd gone the whole speed, you know, or maybe not 6 hours, but probably a full hour to leave if I'd left the whole college at that speed. So eventually I just turned around and kept moving. And at that point...
Good, that way you won't trip.
Yeah, then I started just leaving normally after, you know, my slow protest departure because there was nothing to film. So I started leaving normally, and then the Keene Police Department appears again and started barking new orders at me.
Well, what were the orders?
You'll have to watch the video.
I see. And where would people find the video?
RidleyReport.com.
So, Dave, this is something that people across America deal with all the time. People that, you know, for whatever reason, they end up at some city or county or municipal or whatever event, and the public is welcome. It's open to the public. Public, comments are welcome. Until you start, you know, your voice is the wrong tone, you're standing in the wrong place, just a whole bunch of things, and at some point or another they'll figure out, we just don't want you here, get out. Nobody ever comes to these events, why are you here? You invited me here! They told me I'm the government when in civics class they said we the people are the government and I'm part of the people, I think. How come I don't get to have an opinion? Because you don't have anything to do with this, get out! And they, you know, hassle them and do all kinds of stuff. This happens everywhere. How should people handle it? What should they be doing? Should they just ignore these people or what?
Yeah, one thing is to get video. There are other people who think that you should use the legal process, and I could eviscerate the government by using their legal process or by proposing bills at the State House and so forth. It'd be easy to exercise that power, but that costs taxpayers money, so I've been reluctant to do it over the years for the most part. I would like to see more people just, you know, going to more meetings and getting the video in the first place. Very few people. I can't find anyone else that really seems to want to do ambush interviews, maybe unless I pay them to do it.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable feeling to do those ambush interviews. They're neat to watch.
It's a real rush, actually. Yes, people can also go and film the meetings. That's useful as well. I think probably people focus too much on that as opposed to the outskirts of the meetings and just confronting these officials, if nothing else, about the fact that they're eating up tax dollars.
Yeah, what are the kind of things that you ask them when you get these ambush interviews? Do you have a list of questions you're ready for for an individual person, or do you have just kind of boilerplate questions you ask these people?
Usually a mix. Yeah, I'd rather have questions to, like, about to ask an individual about something that they've done that's an act of aggression against other people. And that's a little bit harder to find because you don't know often who exactly is going to be at a meeting. You're guessing. And if I were to, like, Elizabeth Dragan goes to these meetings, she's the city manager. She goes to them sometimes.
City manager, I could have, what? Dean?
Dean.
Yeah, city manager.
Shows what I know.
I could have come up with some questions for her, maybe. But I didn't know if she was going to be there or not, so I didn't. You know, it was best not to spend too much time running up a list of questions for someone who might not even be there.
Cool. So it's RidleyReport.com. Thanks so much for the call, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
855-450-3733. Phone lines are open. Oh, and Dave's now off the Skype line, so you can call on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm.
So let's get back into the story here about the victory of sorts for a homeless man in Seattle, where the judge said, no, you're not actually homeless. Your house, or rather your truck, is your home.
855 453 Free Talk Live. What should a home be, you know, here in America? What was a home? Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Here on Free Talk Live. That last four digits spell out the word free. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash is one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written right into the white paper, no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. I'm pretty happy about this this cryptocurrency and their private coin that they have, Zencash.com. So, Johnny Ray, Daryl, what constitutes a house?
Well, what constitutes a house and what constitutes a home are completely different things. House is generally something that is not mobile. Whereas a home, according to at least to a Seattle judge, could include an automobile if that's what you live in. Again,
there it doesn't seem very comfy, but I had a friend who's he wasn't a poor man. He just didn't want to have to deal with a house, and he lived in his Toyota Prius, and yeah. He'd just lean it back and go to sleep, and then he'd, you know, park it at work, and he had a plug. It was a plug-in Prius, so he could sort of run the climate control, and he had a little entertainment system built right in. Yeah. He was in fine shape. Let's go to Dana calling in from Grand Rapids. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Dana?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to give a suggestion to Dave, the last caller.
Yeah.
He was talking about, I love those ambush videos because if nothing else, you see how stupid these people sound because all of their answers are canned, you know, just like canned laughter on sitcoms. You know, if you catch them off guard, either you're going to embarrass them or they're going to say something stupid like, oh, maybe the truth. And Pelosi is a great one for that, even though I know Dave was doing local government. But I think
I'd love to get Dave in front of Nancy Pelosi. That'd be great.
Oh, I know. Who said that, Mark?
Yeah.
I know. And by the way, I just want to interject. I've said it before, Mark, but it just wasn't the same when you were gone. Thank you. For whatever reason, you were brought back to us. So thank you. But here's my suggestion.
Ian had to sign a contract in blood for his firstborn. It's fine.
Oh,
considering
Mark,
he's had a vasectomy, I guess.
He's had a vasectomy, yes. I just want to make him bleed. Go ahead, Dana.
Okay, so here's my suggestion to Dave. Project Veritas. I believe that gentleman's name is Jim. And Jim or James, he goes by. You know,
James.
Even
James
though
McKeith?
It's not
O'Keefe.
Ambush videos, his videos are undercover. And no matter how many times he does them, he's stupid people keep falling for them. So maybe he can give some pointers or help out Dave in his quest of ambush videos. What do you think about that, guys?
Well, Dave does his videos like he holds a camera right up there. These people know that they're being recorded.
Dave also doesn't selectively edit his videos to make it appear as though the person said something worse than what they actually said.
I didn't see that part on O'Keefe, but. I've heard.
No, okay. So there are times where O'Keefe will cut out him asking a question, and he'll have where he asks one question, and then their answer to something completely different.
Huh. Oh, wow, that's interesting.
I know that he's been accused of that, but with the whole selling baby parts on the abortion thing, I did quite a bit of research on that. Those videos, in fact, were not doctored, so I'm not sure what ones you're talking about.
I'm talking about the alleged voter fraud videos that he's put out,
and that other people have put out
under his website.
It makes perfectly good sense that if they were doing, abortions, that they're going to sell the product that they have reaped through whatever it is that they do.
Right.
You know, I don't know. It's all very macabre. But at the same time,
right.
If medical science can benefit from it, I totally can see him doing that.
Right. I get what they were thinking. I don't agree with it. It's not only against our laws, but it's against God's laws. But so is the whole abortion thing to start with. That said, there were at least two that I did my research on that were buying the body parts from Planned Parenthood, and they pulled away because of the negative response. So if that isn't an admission that James O'Keefe's work was spot on, then what is? When the actual recipients, you know, or the companies that bought from Planned Parenthood, two of them backed off. So, but about the voter fraud thing, you know what? I'm not going to say that he changed, you know, he edited the responses, but I will say this, that there have been politicians on the left or at least people on the left that have openly admitted that they've bussed in people who are non-citizens to vote. And non-citizens themselves have said, oh, I voted umpteen times. I kept going back and back and back.
Where are these videos? I've never seen anything like that. Not to say that it does. Go ahead.
Do some. Just pull up some. Google. I can't remember what I started with my first search because a lot of this stuff is buried. I'm not talking in the dark web or the deep web, but I'm talking about just you have to do multiple searches. Sometimes just change a word and it changes the search results. But I think I did citizens bragging or non-citizens and non-citizens bragging that they voted multiple times. So it has happened. And it's happened, unfortunately, for the right, it's happened more on the left. So
thanks
I'm
for
not
call,
saying
I appreciate
that
it.
I disagree that, you know, that with what whoever said that O'Keefe has doctored some of the voter fraud thing. But it is going on because look at all the cities. Trump tried to get the cities to turn in their voter rolls so they could check them against dead people. And
well,
most of the cities,
I've got to say,
like Chicago,
I wouldn't give if the state of New Hampshire was on this list of places that Trump wanted, you know, information from. And from a state sovereignty standpoint, the Constitution doesn't have any requirement that the federal government go checking our votes. I wouldn't have allowed that either if I was the Secretary of State.
Okay.
Here, I told them to go take a long
there
walk.
Are claims, there are claims by a bunch of Republican state reps that I have seen buses with out-of-state license plates bringing people in. All right, excellent. Did you take pictures? No.
It would be a good idea.
So people make claims, but there's no photographic evidence to support any of these claims.
Thank you for the call, Dana.
And I'm not going to say that there aren't videos online of somebody saying I voted illegally, but if you were, let's just say, Mark, that you were a conservative.
I have voted illegally.
Hold on. Let's just say.
I can tell you I have.
That's not where I was going. Let's just say that you're a conservative that wants to put out a video proving voter fraud. And you find somebody with some brown skin and you say, hey, I'll give you $100 to say this on camera. You've got video of somebody saying something. It doesn't mean that they're telling the truth necessarily.
I'll tell you about my illegal voting. So in Florida, they have a rule against felons voting. Well,
unless you beg the governor for permission.
Well, at the time, it was all felons. This was in the late 90s. And I registered to vote, and I voted in my district, and then they kicked me off the voter rolls. And then I went and registered to vote at a friend's house, and I voted in that area. And then they kicked me off the voter rolls again. And so at that point, when I registered at a friend's house, that wasn't actually my residence at the time or that I voted, so therefore it would have been considered an illegal vote. I just wanted to be able to vote. You people collect my taxes. I want to be able to vote, too. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
You call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about a ruling from a judge apparently is saying now that you don't have to have a house to have a home. And I've always thought this was kind of interesting because, like, what about people who live in RVs all the time? Where's their residency?
Well, now you're asking a completely different question.
Well, I guess
because residency and home are not necessarily the same thing. Residency is a fixed place.
My big concern is this. I know that a police officer has a much lower threshold to be able to search your vehicle than they do to search your house.
Correct. And courts have interpreted that RVs are considered to be homes in that sense as far as searches go.
The but what judge defines an here, RV, though? What is an RV by definition?
I don't have the legal definitions in front of me.
I'm just curious as to what, I mean, you know, does it? What's a bed? Does it have to have a bed? What's a bed? Is a bed the, I mean, I know.
How large does a bed have to be? Because a baby bed is by definition a bed, but could a futon also be
a bed? What if a seat just flattens out? Is that a bed?
Could you guys, be. This line of discussion illustrates the dangerous fantasy of the rule of law. The English language is
horrible.
It's incapable, or any spoken language is incapable of perfectly describing any kind of idea or thing or anything at all. And there are some people like Daryl W. Perry who delight in in knowing what the prevailing opinions are and legal definitions and so forth.
Because I want to know what I can and can't do without some goon with a gun and handcuffs throwing me in a cage saying that I violated something.
Sure, and that's valuable to have, but I just want to, I want all the people to understand that the rule of law is a silly goal, and it's unachievable for the simple fact that that like I said, the English language can't perfectly describe anything, and in fact people are able to conduct their affairs without the law, the synthetic law, telling them what everything is.
I would say that for people that would say that that you don't want to make the perfect the enemy of the good, it's colloquialism out there.
Sure.
I would further say that the rule of law is clearly and demonstrably does not exist in the United States or anywhere, when you can see that politicians, like Charlie Rangel, for instance, get censured for not filing his taxes and doing his taxes properly, you get thrown in jail. When you know that police officers don't pull over other police officers for rolling through stop signs, they treat you differently than they treat themselves. They're
right,
a different class of citizens.
Well, we're consistently told that police officers have discretion. Prosecutors have discretion. Judges have discretion. Which then means that we're a nation of people discretion. With discretion, not a nation of laws.
The nature of the state is that they control you through violence, and people accept it because they're told, well, there's these laws that are in black and white, and everybody has to obey the laws, and the laws are not people. You're not ruled by people, you're ruled by the law, but in fact you're ruled by the people who are using the law as a tool and can make the law say one thing on Monday and make the law say another thing on Wednesday.
Right, and in this case we have a judge using a 123-year-old law called the Homestead Act that in essence says the government can't force anyone to sell their home to satisfy a debt. In this case, homeless man in Seattle had his truck that the judge deemed to be his home. Truck was impounded. His lawyer from the Columbia Legal Services says it's one thing, or rather it's the one first big victory in the area of vehicle residency in particular. The lawyer, Ann Legerfo, says, so the impound system, where there's an impound, you can't just get your vehicle, and here a house, you can't get it out until you pay hefty fines, which violates the Homestead Act. The city, however, argues that impounding the vehicle did not constitute a forced sale of a home. Moreover, the quote, the courts have consistently held that there is no constitutional right to housing. The city attorney would not talk on camera, but did issue a statement saying the city disagrees with the trial court's ruling and is evaluating its options.
I got to say, I feel for the city in this circumstance. So some bum has a vehicle in which he sleeps that is broken down on, what is it, Bleecker Street? What's the name of the place?
Poplar Street.
Poplar Street, right? Like, you know, there's a junk car on Poplar Street that this bum is living in, and there's nothing the city can do about it because he sleeps there at night.
Yeah, they lifted up a tarp over the bed of his truck, I think, and found some meth in there, but now the charges that they levied against him cannot be sustained because they didn't
because it was his home
and it was an illegal search.
So in this case, the judge said that the city can still ticket someone for parking a vehicle for more than 72 hours, but they cannot impound it if it is their home.
So that means the ticket is of no value.
No, the ticket is still of value because you can't renew your vehicle registration if you have outstanding tickets.
What if the registration's bad? It still is home, right?
Right.
I mean, at what point can you finally get this junk vehicle off the street? I mean, look, I understand.
So you're arguing in favor of the city, saying that no one has a constitutional right to live in a house. No one has a constitutional right to a dwelling. We can tear the roof off of your house if we want to, because we passed a law saying that you can't use the type of shingles that you have.
What if I just go and build a house in one of the parking spaces on Poplar Street? What if I just start erecting a house? I mean, this is...
Do you control the parking space?
He did, obviously, when he parked there. This is the difficulty, is you have to have some kind of functional way to manage the right of way. And I'm not saying the government is necessarily the way to do it, but government is the way we're doing it. And
unfortunately, that is the way that it's being done.
Yeah, and if these are, let's just say these are parallel, I don't know, I have not been to Poplar Street in Seattle. As a matter of fact, I've never been to Seattle, nor have I been to Washington. So I don't know what's going on there, but I can say this, is there are streets in America where parking spaces are out in front of people's homes. So, this is often a really great way to sort of slow traffic down on the street, because they'll go a little, so they'll go slower than speed bumps if they just have parking on the street. But if this guy's parked out in front of my house with his rolling meth lab that doesn't run, I want him off the street. I want him, he should have to move his vehicle every X amount of period of time in order to, I'm not saying he can't sleep in it. I'm not saying that he can't live in his vehicle and can't say he can park on the streets or anything like that. All I'm saying is he can't just park there for 6 months in a derelict vehicle that doesn't run and run a meth lab.
Sure. The answer, of course, is private property. And in the United States, we sort of have a quasi-private property in people's homes that is overlaid with this socialistic net of streets that... And that's, if everything was private.
The streets are by definition socialism.
Oh, sure.
By its very definition, they're socialists. Yes.
And so people who would not be able to come onto your property because you were there and you cared about your own property, they've got this street out front where that everybody owns.
Except you have to mow the part of the right-of-way that comes up to the street, right? Like streets, like, say, 25 feet from the center line or whatever, but the road itself is only 15 feet from the inner... So there's 10 feet from the center line that's your yard and like a sidewalk or whatever. You can't just choose not to mow that.
So Poplar Street, I'm looking on Google Maps.
Okay.
Wait, this is showing me a completely different Poplar Street.
Poplar Streets in Seattle?
No, this is showing me Poplar Street in a completely different place, not Seattle, even though I did a search for Poplar Street, Seattle.
Yes, well, that's how these things go. But, there are houses, there's plenty of people all across America that have to deal with parking that are out front of their house where somebody's car who is not their own is parked out in front of their street. And in residential areas, people can get a little huffy about this. For instance, if there's a New Year's Eve party or something like that at one particular house and people are parking up and down the street, sometimes people will be like, oh, I don't want you parking out in front of my house. Well, too bad. This is where we're parking. We can park here. There's no rule against parallel parking out in front on the street in front of your house, and this is where I'm going to park. But you can't just be there for 6 months. That's ridiculous. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. I'd love to hear your opinion on this topic. Am I destroying the rule of law in Western civilization here?
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years.
I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.